Blog Talk Radio.
Money. I love the look of it. I love the smell of it. I love the feel of it. I love the sound of it. I'm about my money. Better have it for me. Say cash is king. Well, I'm the queen. No disrespect. You will get checked. Got your address. That's with my green. Think about my money. Ain't on that funny. They see a pretty face and then they start to dream. Don't get it twisted. I am a business. About don't never put the meat before the cheese. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it. All of it. M-O-N-E-Y. Give me all of it. All of it. So you want my money, all this good money, money in these chains, it's just so clean, you sitting out at, but can you flip that, can you make it grow, I'll make the cream, put that deposit in my wallet, don't think it won't fit, I orgasm my transactions in big deals, don't get it twisted, I am a business. So put your all your money where your mouth could be, please. M-O-N-E-Y. I want all of it, all of it. M-O-N-E-Y. M-O-N-E-Y.
All of it, all of it.
My weight is up, to me it's better than sad. M is for money, O is for over, N is for nuts, I ain't no pushover. E is for early, day of the week, Y is for yes, it's a piece out of E.
M-O-N-E-Y.
Everybody out there in Dollhouse Radio Land, I am Sammy Brooks, and you have all tuned into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. I want to completely apologize for the mishap. There were some issues, and it was on my end on why I could not get connected into the show. Thank goodness it happened before our guests called in. Thank you, bejesus, for that one. I'm just saying, because that would have been really screwed up. Anyway, once again, you've turned into Webcamming with Sammy and Sage. The show did run about 20 minutes, 25 minutes late, and again, I apologize. Something's going on with my computer, but I will hopefully have that fixed. As for those of you that tuned into my cam show last night, you will have known that I had an issue with my computer last night. Anywho, we are going to have a fabulous, you know, the rest of the show is going to be fabulous. You didn't get to hear me running my mouth for the last 25 minutes, which some of you are probably thinking, oh my gosh, thank God the woman finally shut the hell up. Anyway, Sage will be calling in here in a few momentos, and we have two amazing guests today, not just one, but two. We have this amazing couple that I had, like, so much fun meeting in Las Vegas at the webcam conference. So I'm so excited they're going to be joining us here very soon, and I'll give you the gist on them when they call in. And make sure, Virginia and Scott, that you guys press 1 when you guys call into the show so that way I know that you're on the air, my sexy, sexy monsters that you are. I can't wait to have them all on. And Sage will be on here very shortly. So a little update I'm going to give you guys. The reason why I haven't been webcamming is because I have recently, well, actually it happened before Vegas, some issues with my tatas, and went in for an MRI last week. And tomorrow I get the results. So that is why I have not done webcam showing my vagina to the whole damn world. So I will let you guys know all the gist of how that goes tomorrow after me appointment. So without further ado, I'm going to have this amazing couple here. Oh, my gosh. I think they're already here. Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. I've got cock and vagina waiting on the line. Holy biscuits, Batman. This is going to be fun. I'm so happy to have them. So I'm going to bring them on since my computer was so screwed up. I'm going to go ahead and bring them on. And then Miss Sage Montana, she will be joining us very soon. But I don't want to miss any time on the air with these two. So these two are very well known on Chatterbait. They masturbate on Chatterbait. I love it. I love it. They fuck each other on Chatterbait. They get down and dirty. I mean, literally, they get down and dirty. Like, there is vagina and cock naughtiness going on the whole time that they are online. And don't worry, I'm going to let you know exactly where to find them, how to follow them on social media, where you can watch them fucking. And, oh, my gosh, I have totally stalked their cam. They don't know this yet. I haven't told them. But I have stalked them. I've seen cock and I've seen vagina, and I'm not even blushing because it's nice. They have niceness. So let me bring on their yummies right now. This is Scott and Virginia, known as Tight Couple from Chatterbait. How are you guys?
Hi, Sam. How are you?
Hi, I am fabulous,
how
darling.
Are you doing, sexy?
Fabulous,
we're doing
fabulous.
Intro. Thank you. We're
like,
honored that you're stalking us online.
I'm stalking your cock and her vagina. What more can I say? Somebody's got to do it. Jeez, I like it.
I'm madly in love with you.
Oh, my gosh. Love it, love it. So are you guys on cam right now, or are you guys just chilling?
No, we're on cam.
We're on cam. We thought, why not be on cam so we're on the video and the radio, right?
Well, I don't have video. I mean, you'll be on your video if you're on your webcam. Okay, yeah, your video webcam. Oh, my gosh. So the cam link that I have, I can go ahead and shout out so these guys know where to find you, right?
You betcha.
Okay, sweet. So, everybody, you can find this yummy couple, tight couple, Miss Scott, Miss Virginia, and Mr. Scott, Miss Scott. You can find them on Chatterbait right now at chatterbait.com/tightcouple/. So make sure you go on there, check out the cock and vagina, because they're waiting for you. And you have to tip them. If you don't tip them, then I'm going to tip you over. Just saying. You have to go on and check them out. Yeah, or I will not give any of you a stroking good time. Oh, my goodness. So these guys, I met you guys in Vegas, and I will tell you, you're so energetic and fun, and I mean, you're really cute. You guys are totally meshed together. Like, your personalities, like, totally, you guys are phenomenal. I love it. How long have you been webcamming?
Well, thank you. That's very awesome for you to say. I think it's been just over 2 years. We kind of, you know, we had a real slow start the first year. We just did it mostly for our pleasure. have some fun together and try some different stuff out, right?
Yeah, we just wanted to be kinky. And then the tips started coming in, and everyone made it really fun. It became addicting.
It became very addictive, yeah.
Right? Something
we
always isn't it crazy?
Talked about doing. So.
It's awesome. You get to fuck each other, have fun doing it, and you get paid for it.
Exactly.
We literally have the absolute best job ever.
Exactly. Yes.
When I was a kid, I never even thought this job could exist. So it's pretty awesome.
Oh, right? Me either. Holy shit. I never in a million years thought that I would get paid to fuck myself at all. ever. I was like, and I think about it this way, before I started camming, all those years I wasted fucking myself for free. Like,
exactly.
What the hell?
Yeah, right? You're like, master it for free? I don't think so.
Like, I didn't get paid for that? Are you kidding me? Like, what the hell, man?
No doubt.
Oh, my goodness. So, for you guys, you're on Chatterbait. Now, have you tried any other websites, or is that the only website that you guys have cammed on?
Yeah, so far, just Chatterbait. It's treated us well. We've kind of debated on going on some other campsites or not. So, mm-hmm. You know, I think we might venture out in the future. But, yeah, so far, just baiting on the bait.
Putting the bait out on the bait.
Fuck off, I'm baiting.
We're masturbating on the baiter. I love it. Oh, my gosh. So for you guys, is this all you guys do, is just masturbate on the Chatterbait, or do you have other jobs outside of all your sexiness?
Actually, I do music production. We're sitting in my studio right now in the control room. We just gave a little video tour quickly,
nice.
Viewers there. So you can see my drum kit set up and where we normally have the bands and all that.
Oh,
that's
that
what
is
we
freaking
do
awesome.
And the
awesome.
Rest of the time. And we actually have a little bit of experience with the radio. We do an internet radio show every Saturday with our ulterior, with our aliases, I guess you could say, are also known as.
your alter egos?
Our alter egos, yeah. The boring regular people.
With our clothes on, usually. I mean, what the heck?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm going to bring in my beautiful co-host. Let me bring her in right now. Miss Sage Montana, are you there, darling? I am
Hello.
So sorry. So this, I did announce, like, right when I came in, this was all my fault because I had an issue with my computer yesterday. So I had to apologize to everybody for not being able to listen to me run my mouth for the first, 25 minutes. But we're all here now. So, Scott and Virginia, I don't know if you guys had the chance to meet Sage at the conference when we were in Vegas. I can't remember if you did or not. I was running around.
I think we saw Sage from a distance, but there were so many people. I'm not sure if we actually got a chance to meet her.
Yeah.
I don't think so because she's a beautiful woman like that. You wouldn't forget.
I didn't stick my head between her tits the way I did with you.
Right. You mean those ginormous, freaking bodacious tatas of hers? You can see her from like five miles away.
Right in my head. You can see pictures on Twitter. Fucking awesome. Hi, Sage. You're beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness. So you guys, you were just talking about being in your music studio. So what exactly... Like, what kind of music? Because this is interesting because you guys do webcamming, but you also do have some sort of a normalcy about you.
I wouldn't call it normal.
Well,
okay, fine. I was trying to be nice.
How dare you insult us?
Normal? We're not a normal dildo.
No, see, we're normal. Everybody else is just fucked up. We're the normal ones.
There you go. That's true.
All right. Yeah, I do a lot of metal music production currently. I do all kinds of music, but that's what I enjoy the most. I play drums and sing in a metal band, so it helps to be able to do the production as well.
That is awesome. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was going to say something. Well, I'll wait until you're done.
Oh, and I also do music videos, so I do a lot of video editing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
you
that's
naked
cool.
Naked music videos? Naked ones? Did I lose you? Are they still there?
I'm here.
Okay, you're there. Did I lose them? I don't think I did. I still see them online. Scott and Virginia, are you still there, you naughty little suckers? Hopefully they'll come back in. I still cannot believe I had that issue with my computer. Oh, my gosh. And I'm so sorry, Sage. Like, you're texting me, and I'm, like, trying to figure out what the frick was going on. I'm like, what the hell is going on? How come I'm not connecting? Da, 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 da.
I had a feeling. I was like, okay, she's probably trying to fix the error.
Yeah, it was, like, ridiculous. And I'm like, I couldn't tweet. I couldn't do anything. And I'm just like, okay, this is so not cool. I'm like, this is really, truly not happening. Oh, there I think, oh, we got you guys back. We lost you there. We lost
Yay,
you for a little
okay,
bit.
Okay, good.
You're back. Yes. Okay, so I do have to ask. Well, I already know the answer, but so your accent. You guys are not from our side of the tracks. Where you guys, are like way up there in like another land, eh?
Another dimension.
Yeah.
Maybe another planet.
Which
yeah,
I was really surprised.
Snowy Mountains of BC.
That is crazy. So it was amazing to me. You guys traveled all the way down from BC to Vegas to the CAM conference, and I
Hell
was so
yeah.
shocked. Yeah. I was, like, completely shocked. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you guys came all the way down here? Like, this is absolutely amazing that you took the time to go all the way down there. And it was our first year, and it was a little slower than what people expected, but don't worry. We've got some yummy fun coming up for next year, and everybody's going to be shocked out of their fucking pants. I can't
right.
say anything, but I'm excited.
Well, we're stoked to go back next year, that's for sure. We had a great time.
We really did have a great time. It was fun to meet,
you
like,
guys were
like you're saying, normal people.
More sexy
yes.
perv guys.
Yes. That was the best part. We got to meet all of our kind. We're like aliens inside of this universe that everybody else tries
right?
to live in.
Right? Totally. Yeah, we had a lot of fun. We got to hang out a lot with Siren and Mo.
Nice.
Which is pretty cool, meeting another couple that does this and, you know, is not embarrassed and all the rest, you know, get to talk about the funny things that go on with camming.
Yeah, we hang out
uh-huh.
with
them
a lot.
Well, it's nice
wasted
that
with
when you... Oh, perfect. We love doing that. It's nice to know that you can hang out with other people that are in the industry and you can actually have a real conversation versus hanging out with people who know nothing about what some of us do. I mean, everybody knows what I do, but, like, if I sit down with, you know, some of my husband's friends or whatever, the wives, I can't talk about anything I do because it's just bad juju. Like,
yeah. Even if they know what you do, you don't really want to get into the nitty-gritty, do you?
Yeah. Like, me and Sage have talked about this before. Like, you know, pretty much everybody knows about what she does. And, you know, everybody in my family, they all know what I do and my friends. But there's certain people that don't know. Like, Sage, do you still find it weird sometimes with some people that don't know what you do trying to have a conversation and then you almost slip up and talk about work?
Definitely. I always have to be careful, especially in our gym. I have to be really careful. So I can understand.
Oh, my goodness. So what about you guys, Scott and Virginia? Do you still have, like, people who don't know, a lot of people that don't know what you do?
Yeah, if the guys in my band knew, I would be shamelessly promoting my band right now. but they have no clue. I mean,
really?
It's hard for me not to brag sometimes because we have a lot of fun. And, yeah, they all think that I just I tell them that I do video editing for porn as well. That's how I make money.
Oh,
and they believe
my gosh. Yeah, and you're editing. And what you're doing is editing your own videos for your Manny vids. That's funny shit
yeah,
right there.
Fucking A, yeah.
Right? Fucking A.
You know it.
Oh my god, I've never heard that in a while.
To, like, do extra stuff, and we're like, no, we're busy. And a lot of times we have, like, another girl with us. We do a lot of threesomes, right? And it's like, we need them, you know. They don't want other people to know either.
It's actually really awkward.
Hilarious.
We had this hot little girl up at our house. You know, we have a home studio, so the guys are up to record drums and whatnot the next day, and she was still over because we had a very good time, and we had, you know, nobody could drive or whatnot. And so she hung out with us for the whole next day in production and our radio show and whatnot, and And all the guys are just like, who's this girl, right? Like, where did you meet her? And why is she, like, 18? Like, that's unusual for you to be hanging out with such a young girl.
Oh, my gosh. That is freaking awesome. So,
right now,
Scott's
looking over his shoulder.
I'm looking over my shoulder because my guitar player's on his way up here. And he can literally be pulling up at any time.
Oh, right now?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
In the next, you want it to come really soon.
We're like, don't come till after 5.
Like,
we won't be home.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my gosh, I love it. I hope he shows up early and we can just, like, totally burst the bubble. Like, we'll put him on the air. We'll put him on the air and I'll ask him how big his cock is.
He'd probably suspect something. He would not know what to say. He'd probably just shake his head and walk away.
I'd be like, so.
Be
like, how many times a day do you stroke your cock to webcam?
That would be hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
That would be really funny.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, we call him Fathead and it's not for the reason you're thinking.
Oh. Oh, all right.
Ooh.
Huh.
No, he's just
well,
got a big
let me write
fathead.
That down. Let me write that down just in case he does walk in before we're done. Mr. Fathead. Now, Mr. Fathead,
like,
do they call you that
not your
of the dirt?
Name? What the hell?
Is that your stage name, Fathead? Oh, my goodness. So, Sage, do you have any questions for our yummy, fun, tight couple that we have on right now?
Yeah, I wanted to kind of know, I know it's really hard sometimes for guys to be on the camera because sometimes the fans can be assholes. How do you handle that?
Actually, we have a great following. Our followers are really awesome. Everybody's so, like, appreciative and, what is the word, complimentary. We, you know, once in a while we get assholes and we just ban them from the room. And, you know, I don't take it personally because they're sitting there in the room watching me have fun. So who's
right.
Comes out on top, right?
No pun intended.
I just give all the guys that do webcam such big props because I know my baby daddy would panic if he saw some of the things that the customers say.
Oh, my God. I cannot even imagine him doing webcam. No. No. Sage, don't ever say that again. No. He's too sweet and innocent. Like, oh, my gosh. No.
I think I got a very open mind for people's perversion, so it doesn't bother me.
Right. That's a good thing.
Yeah,
you have to.
Really cool. Yeah, I think that's really cool.
I was
especially
raised by lesbians, so it makes it easier.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh, dork. That's funny. Oh, my goodness. So, I mean, with two of you, because, you know, you've been doing this for a couple of years, has it only been the two of you camming? You know what I mean? Like, Virginia, has it only been, you know, Scott's cock that you've cammed with, or have you taken other cock while you've been camming? Inquiring minds want to know.
I took cock the other day, but it's not what
you're
thinking.
Oh,
you did? It was my lovely girlfriend, Fox, and her purple strap-on dildo that she fucked me with.
Oh.
But
it's
only been Scott's cock and quite a few ladies. I think we've lost count on how many sexy ladies have joined us.
So everybody has heard that.
A lot of fun.
Everybody has heard that Virginia has had countless vaginas. Virginia loves
yes.
Vagina.
And I share.
Oh my God.
Yeah, we both like vaginas.
Well, you know, that
yeah,
brings up another question. Okay. I love that. I love that. She's so little. She's like a little spinner. I'm not sure if anybody has seen the pictures of them on Twitter. Like, she is a little spinner. You can pick her. I can pick her up with one hand. Well, my tits can pick her up.
You can
so
pick
little.
Me up with one boob.
Oh,
are you kidding?
Oh, my goodness. She's so stinking cute. So you guys like to have fun on cam with you know, other girls, do you guys also get into, like, the swinging atmosphere of things?
We did a show with another couple, a friend of ours that we met through Camix. Her boyfriend came in on some scenes, you know, and they did stuff and we did stuff, but I'm straight, not really curious.
Oh, no,
all,
I didn't mean
so.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Not so far. We haven't done any kind of swinging other than, you know, playing with other girls. A lot of other girls.
I take it, Sage, that they really like other girls. They like to have some fun.
Just a guess, but
I
think you might be right.
We might have fun with more penis in the future, but yeah, for now, we've just been busy with the vaginas.
Virginia and her vaginas.
I think it's way more sexy to have way more girls than all the guys. So you guys are doing it the right way as far as I'm concerned.
I think so, too.
Thank you.
Definitely. Most definitely. And with Chatterbait, because I've never actually worked on Chatterbait, do you guys, I'm not sure how Chatterbait is because Sage and I, we both work on StreamMate. Now, do you guys work independently or do you work under a studio that's on for Chatterbait?
We're independent. We are, though, working with the more local girls, so we're actually going to be running a studio of sorts of ourselves.
Oh, nice.
To help girls out. And because it can be tough if you don't know what you're doing and you get lost in the whole mix of girls out there, right?
Yeah, we can help promote them and do shows with them every now and then and stuff like that. So,
yeah.
We all work together, right?
For example, we met one beautiful girl. And she just started out, and it took her, you know, quite a few months to build up not a lot of followers, about 700 followers on Chatterbait, which isn't a lot.
Oh, wow.
And
wow.
And then this another girl, the first time that she did a show, she already had over 800 followers because she'd already done it one show with us. So we can help them get the ball rolling a lot quicker than you know, if they're just on their own with the other 3,000 girls that are online at that moment.
Right.
You know, it's so, oh my gosh, that's so true. And Sage, you know too, that if you're a brand new cam model and you don't know what you're doing and you just hop onto a website, you know, and you start camming, whichever cam company it is, it doesn't matter if they have the best traffic or the worst traffic. If you don't know what you're doing and you don't know how to build a following, it's so hard sometimes for, I'd say, 85 to 90% of the time for cam models to get their foot in the door and really build a good following. I mean, it's so hard. Especially now. It's. I think the competition now is way harder than it was like when Sage and I started webcamming because now there's so much competition on every single site. But if you actually do know somebody and you can get your foot in the door with them, oh, my gosh, it helps the new girls so much. That's why cam models, you have to unite. Don't hate.
Yeah,
get together.
Yeah, that was like a theme of the cam conference when we were there. You know, everybody we talked to, everybody was just like, they want to get together and create content, do shows. And that's definitely our goal. Because last year we were only down in Vegas for 2 days. But next year, we want to be down for maybe 2 weeks. And
it's gonna
we want
be...
to be camming every day.
Camming,
oh, my
gosh.
You guys, videos every day.
You guys, I
so
have
if anyone
so
wants
much
to do
good
video
news
with us,
coming.
Nice.
Right? Oh, my gosh. That'll
so
be,
excited.
You know what, and I'll totally, when you guys, when we post the actual, like, for sure set dates, and we're switching hotels, so it's going to be a better, bigger venue this upcoming January.
Hotels, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Right? Trust me, we already know. The internet connection was horrible for all cam models, and this is being taken into major consideration for everybody. So cam models can actually cam while they're, you know, there. And I can't say too much. I'm just going to leave it at that. I can't tell you anything else right now. I'm totally excited. It's going to be 10 times better in January. Of course, we're still going to be in Vegas. And once we get closer and I get all the dates put out there to everybody, I'll post your guys' information about you wanting to cam on social media sites as well. So just I'll keep you guys. Yeah, so that way, you know, we can like put that into the works for all the cam models that want to, you know, hook up and do shows and or just get fucking naughty, whatever. Whatever y'all want to do.
Yeah.
Your vagina.
We already have half a dozen really hot, like, top models that want to get together. So I'm thinking, you know, cam model party, right? Let's see how many dozens of hot people we can get together.
One big cam model orgy.
That's what it sounds like. According to the internet, right?
Oh, yes, my goodness.
That'd be amazing. That's
our goal. My gosh.
I think she just got really wet thinking of that.
Oh, my gosh. Say, these two are crazy. I can already tell that they are, like, so crazy.
Yep.
Oh, boy. You can tell. So, definitely, if anybody wants to do a show with Scott and Virginia, known as the Tight Couple on Chatterbait, you better have a nice wild side, because if you bring a boring A game, they're going to fire you. I can already tell. They won't even let... They won't even let you in the door. They'll be like, I'm sorry, but you are too boring.
We'll let you in the door. We'll just bring out your wild side.
That's it.
You just won't even know how kinky you are. When we're done.
You thought you were a naughty MILF? Wait till we get done with you. Oh, my gosh. So... in your videos that you guys, because I know I've got the link here for your ManiVids, what kind of videos do you guys do on there? Do you do, like, anal? Do you do – tell me all about your videos that you like to produce for your fans.
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, we've done quite a few things. We have done anal. My first anal video is up there now. Woo-hoo! We've done – our most popular one is cum swapping and ass licking. That was a lot of fun. I got a, you know, we got regular
it's
stuff on there too, but we definitely got some things.
Two girls licking my ass and then swapping my cum. Like, what?
Yeah.
Right? Damn, I haven't even had two girls lick my ass yet. I've only had one. Fuck.
Well, join us next January. Things might change.
I know. Right? Oh, my gosh. I haven't even done a cam show with Sage yet. What was that?
Oh, we have a few additions on our videos that we like to do with the new girls before they cam with us. We stick a video camera in front of them and make them take off their clothes and tell us about their sexual adventures and see how far they'll go. Sometimes, you know, they suck cock and get fucked and get cum all over them. Lick my pussy. So
that is awesome. I like that. That's actually really cute. That's cute. It's almost like a behind the scenes.
Yeah, it's a little hard with the girl you just met because it's so awkward. You don't know each other at all. And because we're a couple, it's a little different than the other audition stuff that you've seen on the internet.
Right.
It's pretty hot. Virginia will be holding the camera as I'm fucking this girl. Like, that's pretty intimate and interesting.
You know what I love, though? It's amateur. Amateur porn, which is the absolute best, completely by 200%, because when you know, which I've done plenty of porn productions, it's you're scripted and everything's done a certain way. You do so many positions at a certain time and you do it the way the directors want it and yada, yada, yada. But when you're doing amateur porn like you guys are doing, that right there is the best shit ever because you're not scripted and you're just going with it. Going with the flow and having an amazing time. So for that, I thank you, you amateur porn video makers. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
It's so much fun. It really is.
It is fun.
I can't imagine anything funner. I used to think being a music producer is the best job you could have.
Well, I know.
Porn, and we just don't want to. We like
no,
work.
Trust
it's
me.
Like you said,
no,
you
don't.
Get
you know what?
And,
I'm telling
and
you from experience.
It.
Don't do it. The money is not worth it. I'm just telling you. It's
exactly.
Not worth
it's like
it.
A wall. You get paid once. You know, this way.
Exactly.
Like a video game, you know. We never know how
right.
You're going to get paid. And that's kind of exciting
yeah.
In its own.
We've got some customs that we do as well, custom videos. That's something we find really interesting, even though we're getting told what to do at that point. You know,
mm-hmm.
We're being directed. But we still get enough creativity in it, you know, and leeway that it makes it fun for us. Also,
and you
get
set
really
your
interesting
price for your custom
requests.
Videos. Yeah.
Pardon me?
Your videos are set at your price. You're making the rules.
Yeah.
You're making the calls. It's not anybody else that's doing it, which is...
Exactly.
Yeah. So, like, Sage, do you... Okay, so for me, I do custom videos every once in a while, but I'm a little pricey just because I just know this man or woman's going to be fucking masturbating hundreds and hundreds of times to whatever I send them. So I set my video prices pretty high if somebody wants them, and they'll say to me, they'll send me a message, oh, my gosh, your custom video price is so high. I'm like, what do you expect? I'm like, you're going to be masturbating to that fucking over and over and over, and how do I know that you're not going to sit there and be shipping that out somewhere else? Like, yeah, I'm going to,
yep.
I'm making my money off of that shit. Like, Sage, wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Like,
not to mention the time and the equipment that you need for that as well.
Yeah, it's the time.
Right.
They forget that we don't have a team of people making the video for us. We're doing it
It is very time consuming.
Right.
Yeah,
yep.
Absolutely.
To get a good, you know, to get good quality.
Exactly.
Right,
yeah, exactly.
Right. And even if it's Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say we got an interesting custom that we got asked to do recently that we're just lining people up for, because what we have to do is we're going to have a birthday party for Virginia, and the whole time I'll be fucking her, and all our guests will just be kind of watching.
So you're going to have like this voyeur, like almost a, not really cuckolding, but it's going to be, well, some of the guys might be cuckolds. You never know. They might have small cocks and really enjoying watching your big cock going inside of her tight vagina. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean,
true enough, right?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, it should be kind of interesting. We've never done that before.
Yeah, I'm nervous and really excited about it. So usually the more nervous
I
am, the more rewarding it is. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I'm really excited about that. And to get paid to do it, oh, my gosh. Like, yes.
This is awesome because you guys are so into what you do together. Like, you are completely passionate and really enjoying what you do. And that right there is the main key factor to having a great cam couple. Like, that's,
yeah,
well,
that's the cherry. Seriously,
oh,
if
so
you...
Sweet.
They are. They're so stinking. They're so cute and so sweet. And when you see them in Vegas, or when you see them in January, Sage, you're just going to fall in love with them. They are just the nicest couple. Like, I've met some nice cam couples, but you guys are passionate about what you do. And that's what makes the biggest difference and what builds your business, because you love what you're doing with each other.
Yeah,
for sure.
Well, it's not hard to love doing it with Virginia. She makes it fun.
Right. She's definitely a cutie patootie, I'll tell you that much.
Aww. Well, I think that about you, ladies. You guys are both sexy as fuck.
Oh, my gosh. She's so stinking cute.
I'd do you both like... anytime.
I want to hug her with my cuties. Oh, my gosh. So I know you guys have Fathead showing up, which I wish he would walk in right now.
He just showed up, actually.
Oh, he did? Oh,
he did. He's knocking on the door.
Oh, my naughty sex monster. Where are you when I need you?
He's right up by.
Oh, my gosh, that's funny. Did Scott go out to greet him, or is he bringing him in?
Yeah. No, he went there. I'm walking away.
Ow. Scott just lost his balls. Scott really lost his balls. I want to talk to Fathead. Bring in the Fathead.
You're cute, but you're not that cute. I'm sorry.
Oh, my gosh. Well, darling, I know that you've got to get going because you've got Mr. Fathead there, which I'm not talking about his cock. That's actually his stage name, from what everybody calls him, from what I've been told.
Too funny, right?
It is funny. So why don't you, since I know you guys have yummy masturbating and, you know, band work to get to, why don't you give me some yummy shout-outs on where people can find you, find your videos, all that yumminess?
Yeah, you bet. Tight Couple Studios on Many This and Tight Couple on Twitter and on Chatterbait. Chatterbait, Tight Couple, Flash. That's all where we are right now. Pretty easy to find us. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Yes, definitely. And I'm going to repost the show so that people can go back and listen at all times. And I just want to make sure that everybody knows that you can find them on Chatterbait at chatterbait.com /tightcouple/, and then also their ManyVids is at manyvids.com/profile/331001/tightcouplestudios/. And also follow them on Twitter at tightcouple. That's TIGHTCOUPLE. So, my darling, thank you guys so much for calling into the show. And I'm going to have you guys back very soon because since I had a computer issue, I definitely want to have you guys back because you're so much stinking fun and adorable. I love, love, love. Yeah, I love and adore you, Virginia. You are just a very, very amazing cam woman. You are. You know what you're doing. You guys as a couple know what you're doing. Keep it up. Keep up his cock. Keep your vagina wet. And on that on that note, I'm going to let Miss Sage Montana do her shout-outs for where everybody can find her.
You guys can find me on Twitter at SageMontana1. Or on Instagram at Sage in Vegas. And I will be live all day tomorrow at SageMontanaXXX.CamModels.com.
Whoa, you switched it up on me, sister. Damn you. Okay, I got to make sure you text that to me so that way I can put it in.
I will.
I didn't have that one. Oh, my gosh. And you guys can all follow me on Twitter at SammyBrick69, also on Instagram, Sammy_Brick69, also on Facebook, Sammy_Brick69. You can follow me on, or you can catch my live cam shows on my website, SammyBrickVIP.com, and also on StreamMate at Sammy_Brick.CamModels.com. And don't forget Periscope. I'll be scoping it up this weekend. I'm going to put in some major periscoping time this weekend because I'm not camming too much because of my tata issue. So, and I'll keep you all up to date on my naughty tatas tomorrow after my appointment. So on that note, I want to thank Scott and Virginia, known as Tight Couple on Chatterbait. So thank you very, 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 very much for sharing your yummy stories with us. And I'm bringing you back on very soon.
Oh, we'd love that, Sammy. You've been great. We're thrilled to be on your show. Sage, you're wonderful as well. You guys are both super sweet, and I love
awesome.
You both very much. Look forward to coming back. That's really exciting.
No, it'll be better next time. I won't have computer issues next time. All right. So you ladies and gents have a fabulous, fabulous stroking wet good evening, and we will be back next Thursday with no issues. Promise.
Nice. All right, well, many kisses to you both.
Oh, kisses up and down both of your legs. All right, you guys, I will talk to you soon.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye, Sage.
Bye, have a good night.
something is never good. Ain't nothing wrong with being bad. They just jealous of what we have. I call it misunderstood. Won't gamble on us, but you can bet I do it big like the games go from Bed-Stuy. Only need what you're giving, the rest vibe. Ain't too proud to beg, that's word the left eye. All alone with a nightcap. With me on the phone, having night chat. Always on the road, but I'll be right back. To put it on you, though, I know you like that.
Like that.
Just like a lie.